B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
Are you up yet?
What might this here be?
This is your wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:41, and it is Thursday. Verified.
Good.
It's Thursday. Yeah, I guess you could look forward to the weekend. It's not what it used to be, but it's still the weekend. We got that going for us.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I saw a meme yesterday on Instagram or Facebook that I thought was funny, and then I'm also starting to relate to it. It was a picture of two excited sportscasters. It probably was an NCAA basketball game.
Yeah.
And the meme was me when I look out the window and watch birds build a nest. That's what it's come down to.
Legit. Bird watching is a thing.
It's
I read in the Sunday Globe that people, because there's nothing to watch, that younger, primarily male,
are bird
watchers.
I couldn't care less about birds before. I mean, they were fine, but now Carolyn went and got a honey, what do you call those old bee feeders? The hummingbird.
I have one of those.
You guys want to play password or what?
Yeah, I know, really.
Good.
Hummingbird feeders.
Yeah, I have one of those.
So, you know, she has to make the honey water and do all that.
Well, you can buy it.
Or you just put, it's four parts
water, and
water
sugar.
One part sugar.
Or you can
order
it
online.
Anyway, wow. I have one. Maybe that's why it doesn't work. Mine's just store-bought.
Tough recipe.
Yeah, really.
So she's excited. And
yeah.
I think, man, this is what it's come down to.
It's funny. I was going to order some
Mrs.
bird feeders.
Kravitz watching birds.
Two of my friends on Facebook this week posted, the hummingbirds are back.
Yeah, right.
I'm like,
see?
Oh, good.
Holy
they're fun to see. They're
kind of
like
they're cute.
They're kind of like murder hornets, but nice.
Yeah. I don't think they murder.
No,
they're a little smaller than murder hornets.
Right, exactly.
I'll look at them all differently now.
Yes.
And anyway, so they're up already. The hummingbirds.
That's exciting.
How exciting is that? That's what it's come down to.
It's bad.
Man,
I'm just upset that I'm realizing that more and more that natural beauty is actually a nice thing
it
to
is.
Have.
It is. There's a lot more coming.
I cannot wait to get my hair color. I can't. This is driving
me crazy.
The hair
is driving you crazy.
I was going to wear a baseball hat today, but then it didn't go with my outfit.
Oh. So. your outfit. You don't even worry about that.
I'm wearing pants with a button today.
What?
I know. And it's not great.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying that
But are they freshly washed?
No.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
I'm like, I put them on. I'm like, and I asked myself that question, and I'm like,
were they
no.
Freshly? No, they're not.
Those are not.
Well, usually, you know, give it a day or two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they won't fit.
No, they should loosen up fine. Anyway.
Depends.
Did you guys see that moon today?
Yeah.
On the way in? That's called, I heard Mike Wonkum call it a flowering moon. A flower moon.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
You like flowers, LBF.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, I made another mistake.
Wow. Trigger finger Jones over there with their ordering online.
It's always with flour, too. Flour. You
huge.
Eat flour, you smell.
But it's going to be a nice day to watch the hummingbirds. 62 today, okay?
That's good.
Yeah, nice.
44
tonight. Yeah, 61 tomorrow, so it's not too shabby. And we're going to give you another chance to win $500. Today's 80s Artist of the Day, Bon Jovi at 8 o'clock.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, we're gonna be cool. Cool things brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you can be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance. From Allstate, call a local Allstate agent and get a quote. LBF, what's cool?
Got milk? If you don't, I know where you can get it today.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Bell.
Got beer? If you don't, I know where you can get it today.
Brian for the win.
I like your report better.
cha-ching. Brian Bell for the win. I'm going to tell you what mom really wants for Mother's Day.
Oh, if it's milk or beer, we got you covered.
Yeah, I know, really.
It'll all go together, trust me. Okay, LBF.
So this is nice. The Dairy Farmers of America want to help people who are under financial strain. And they have donated, that's a lot of milk, 8,600 gallons of milk to a milk drive today at BC High.
From across the street.
Right
yeah.
across the street.
Wow.
From 9 o'clock to 4 or until supplies last. And you can get up to 2 gallons each. So okay. No hoarding. But anyone using a car can pick up along Morrissey to enter the donation site. And, you know, it's going to be, those arriving on foot, stand in line, 6 feet apart. Wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. But this is great. It's from 9 until 4 today, right on Morrissey Boulevard at Boston College High School. Milk.
That's really good. Do you know who's providing the milk? I know it's Dairy Farmers, but is it their local dairies? Or?
The Dairy Farmers of America.
Yeah, so just probably all
probably
kinds.
Have local, like a local
yeah,
office.
Just wondering.
Yeah. Don't ask me the specifics,
I'm more
Bob. You know
well,
me.
I know,
I'm a big picture girl.
Big picture. Got it. Don't ask too many questions.
Yeah, exactly. Check.
It's just milk. Probably whole milk.
Maybe.
Full
you
fat.
Can make good pudding with whole milk.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite pudding?
Butterscotch.
You can't go wrong.
No.
You cannot go wrong. See, look at that. Use the milk for butterscotch. Okay.
I don't think that's the intention today.
I don't think
but
so.
But that's okay.
Probably not.
Wow.
All right, Brian.
Hot pudding takes with LBF. Okay.
If you're... with whipped cream.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Use the milk for that.
What? Why don't you go over there and do a crossword puzzle? Okay.
Hey.
Here's what we got. Harpoon Brewery, they're doing something cool. They're actually releasing, you know, they have all these seasonal ones they release. They have a new release of beer coming up called For the Frontline. It's a great-looking can they've designed, and it's coming out at the end of May.
Nothing like nice-looking cans.
I know. Yeah. And a portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Boston Resiliency Fund Off the Plate and the Vermont Community Foundation COVID-19 Response Fund. So it's going to help all those people, and you'll be able to get it. It's actually a re-release of the original Harpoon Ale.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be cool, a nice four-pack, and you know, $12. You can go to their website, harpoonbrewery.com. They also have a program where you can buy a beer for healthcare workers by buying them a gift certificate that they'll distribute. So
that's
kinda
cool.
Nice.
So cool.
Yeah. Harpoon, Boston.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Wow. That's great.
You're full of questions today.
I got
a lot of questions.
You missed a follow-up over there.
Excuse me, Mr. President, I have a follow-up question. Okay, here we go. All right, what does mom want for Mother's Day? Here you
go. That's a great question.
Here's what she wants. Of more than 2,000 moms surveyed across the country, only 19% actually want brunch. How about that? You think that's what they want? Moms prefer, 48% prefer dinner, and 53% just want takeout or delivery. Don't mess up the kitchen.
Yeah.
74% prefer comfortable, classic, overindulgent homemade meals, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just go for it with comfort food. Steak, potatoes, all those good things.
Steak and potatoes?
But most would prefer you order out.
I guess that's not you.
So no, that's not me.
Yeah. 85% of moms want to spend at least some time with us on Mother's Day. 15% don't.
I think that's other Mother's Days. This is a whole special Mother's Day.
I know exactly what I want for Mother's Day.
Yeah? What's that?
It's every year I want the same thing. I want to sustain a day-long buzz.
What?
That's what you do. The best Mother's Day ever is just to sustain
a day. So what's your preferred go-to?
Well, you start with either like a mimosa or a Bloody Mary because we're not animal. And then you move on to like sort of like fun little day drinks like, you know, vodka Collins, things like that.
Just
sustain it all day and then get into bed at about 8 o'clock at night and go night-night.
Assume you'll have some butterscotch pudding.
Yeah, that's it. Not necessarily.
You don't need
that? No, I don't need that. Just the day-long buzz.
Wow.
I'm not wrong.
No, and that's why there's a bar in your living room. Okay, so there you have it for the rest of moms.
Moms with no problems.
You know, 70% of moms want freedom to do whatever they damn well please.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
That's me.
You fall into that one. And then the other 70% of moms prefer being pampered and waited on by their family rather than being left alone.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I want you to top me off.
Okay.
Wow.
And then the top stays on.
Well.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That's fine, Tom.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 41 degrees right now. In Boston, and a high of 62 today. It's going to be a pleasant day if I ever saw one. Very pleasant. Don't
There's
you think?
That word again. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Yeah, very pleasant. You know, basic.
No,
not
no.
A gorgeous day.
No, well,
but it's
nice.
Pleasant.
It's very pleasant.
Every
day.
Time you use pleasant in another sentence,
yeah,
it just drives home how it's not a compliment.
You know, we have a lot of new listeners that have no idea what you're talking about. So
we have a lot of new listeners.
We
that's funny.
Just leave that alone.
Bob called me pleasant one time, pleasant looking, and it was very offensive.
Well, I think you need to explain a little more than that.
No, that's all I need to say.
Like I said, today, absolutely pleasantly gorgeous. Gorgeous day today.
Yeah.
All right, trigger finger over there.
Yep.
What happens when you go online and you put stuff in your cart that you don't review what's in your cart before you hit whatever, order, purchase? What'd you do now?
So I have a problem with Costco. Bulk items are my problem.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Because usually I'm like, oh, well, I'll get that. I put it in my cart, and then I come back, and then I'm like, oh, that deal is going to run out, and then I just press order.
A couple of those. Yeah,
yeah, a couple. So last time I did this at Costco, I ended up with like three tons of eggs.
144
eggs.
Wow.
And a 50-pound bag of flour. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so
but you
I
made
thought,
a cake you could jump out of.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dave
it was
liked
a
that.
Fun Saturday.
That was good. I like it.
But this time it was a Mother's Day thing, and I got this email from Costco saying you could get 50 long stem roses for $39.99.
Right.
And I was like,
that's crazy.
That's awesome.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to get some for my mom and my sister, and then I'm going to get some for myself because Dave's not going to get me flowers. And if he does get me flowers, he's going to order to me. Whatever. It was just one of those. One of those silly purchases where I just like, and it became sillier when I got the flowers yesterday because I ordered myself two orders, not just one.
Okay.
So I have 100 roses in my house. I feel Lisa Vanderpump, which makes me feel good, but it also makes me feel bad. So if any husbands want to get some flowers for their wives, come to my house. I'll give you a bag of flour, too.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen and some flour. I could use some eggs, too.
I feel like it happens.
Pick up some milk.
It happens. It happened to you with your Whole Foods order, but it happened the opposite way. You ordered 2 pounds of apples.
We ordered 2 pounds of apples. We might have actually gotten 2 pounds of apples, but it was only two apples.
Those are big apple.
But the apples I've ever seen.
So it's the size of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
This whole new world of online ordering.
Just review your order.
You know what, Bob?
Review your order.
I think you know already that I'm not into... details.
Yeah.
details. All right. Details are for detail-oriented people.
Not you.
Do you find it's fun when, like, the Instacart shopper is doing your shopping?
And it's like, so fun.
It's almost like a sport now. Like,
yes.
Ooh, they're doing my order right now. Ooh, they're shopping for me right now.
Yep,
and then
like,
well, we didn't find this. Would you like this or this? And it's like,
it's really
fun.
It's a whole new relationship.
They've run amok. And I go to the grocery store. It's those professional shoppers now.
Well, they know what they're
doing. They've got the PPE. They've got the gloves.
They know which direction the aisles are going.
That's great because I can ask them where everything is.
That's good.
They know.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, lunkhead.
Yeah, and the thing is with an Instacart shopper, they'll be like, did you really want to order 100 flowers?
Yeah. They might,
All right.
Do you think they're questioning your purchases as they're shopping, too?
Yes, they are. Yeah, like, ooh, she's...
You don't need a 50-pound bag of chocolate chips.
All right, I want to talk about grocery shopping coming up because... I was talking to one of our coworkers, and he told me the size of his order. The price. Shut up, help me out. The price of his order.
Really?
And it was massive.
Okay.
And you will not believe. Okay. All right. What's coming up?
Well.
Dirty laundry.
I'm very excited because there's going to be a new American Horror Story, and it's going to feature something that's going to blow your mind.
It's going to blow your
and
face
it involves
off.
Kevin from Home Alone.
Kevin from Home Alone in a horror story.
Yeah.
Kevin Mack. Okay. All right. That's coming up in 10. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, it's 6:45. She's doing her laundry sitting down. See if you can do that at home.
Everyone does laundry sitting down.
Well, not literally. Yeah, you got to go to the laundry room first. Then you
yeah,
can
that's
sit down.
True.
You're just doing it as you're sitting
just,
down.
Just sitting right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to give
sitting
you a
pretty.
Fun intro. Can you work with me on that one?
I feel like sitting, although I love to do it, doesn't seem fun. Like if I was dancing around, maybe it'd be
okay,
fun.
Okay, tomorrow.
All right, okay. Here she is dancing around in the dirty laundry. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Celebrities acting weird during COVID-19. The top TV shows people started watching while social distancing. But first, oh my goodness. Hmm. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Is going to be on American Horror Story, that Ryan Murphy series that's a little wackadoo.
Yeah.
And Kathy Bates also stars in that. Mm. And apparently they are going to have an erotic, crazy sex scene together. And so I find out
Macaulay Culkin
and Kathy Bates,
like
you know,
this?
From Misery. Like,
oh, it's so romantic. Oh, this whole house is going to be filled with romance. I'm going to put on my Liberace records.
Oh, no.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Those are the outtakes. Yeah. So Ryan Murphy called Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
The movie business is bananas. To talk to him about the show and said, you know, when I cast people, I never let them read things. Usually I say, okay, here's the pitch. And then, so Ryan Murphy says, and I told him he has a crazy erotic sex scene with Kathy Bates and does other things. And he paused and goes, this sounds like the role I was born to play. And he signed up right then and there. Well, Kathy Bates is an amazing actress. Mm. And Ryan Murphy is doing a show on Netflix right now called Hollywood. And it's kind of like Hollywood reimagined in the 50s, where if instead of people, you know, instead of people being bigots and homophobes, they decided to like let Hollywood sort of, you know, cast people in the right things and let them come out of the closet. And it involves Rock Hudson and all these people. And it's really fascinating. I like it.
Yeah.
I've watched 3 episodes so far.
Yeah.
It's not safe for anybody except if you're an adult.
Yeah, don't give any
There's a lot of bathing
homework
scenes.
Assignments for what? A lot of what?
A lot of people in pools with no clothes on.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what you're into. And speaking of what are you into, top TV shows people started watching during social distancing. Now, I would rather watch a bunch of naked people in a pool versus what the number one show people are watching is. And I'll get to that in 1 minute.
Okay.
But the top 5 are Westworld, never got into it.
I haven't got, no.
Too sci-fi-y for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones.
Done it.
Yeah. Breaking Bad.
Done
I
it.
Still haven't done that yet.
Oh, my God. So good.
Tiger King, of
done
course.
It.
And number one, and our governor does not like it.
Yeah.
And you know how I love him and respect him.
Yeah.
Ozark.
Ozark.
Done them all.
Very, very
Brian,
dark.
You've seen them all.
Yeah.
My friend Rhonda just posted that she's trying to watch Ozark like everybody else in the world, and she says it stresses her out. My father, who never really watches TV unless it's sports, was binging on it and started to have nightmares. And
jeez,
this is the coolest cucumber you'll ever meet.
Did he stop watching it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
good.
Way to
power
through, Bruce.
So apparently Ozark. Have you watched it, Ozark?
I have not.
It's like about money laundering with Jason Bateman.
I'm trying to work through 5 years of Outlander.
Yeah, how's that going? Talk about porny.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
right?
There are some, you got
to,
you
it's know. Embarrassing to watch that show with the windows open.
Or with your kids.
Yeah, with the kids. No, see, that's it. When they're upstairs.
Do you watch it with the kids?
No, no way.
What's the worst movie you've ever watched with your kids by accident?
I mean, geez, I don't remember.
I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead.
I was watching it with my parents. I don't know why. Kinsey.
Oh, what? You
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Gee,
what
me,
Dave,
happen?
My parents, and like, let's watch Kinsey and see what this is about. The worst decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
And I've made some pretty bad decisions.
You kind of knew what Kinsey was about.
I did, but I didn't know they were going to deep dive into it. You know what I'm saying?
Deep dive into what?
No. Oh, my God. I'm just going to end it right there because, you know,
fine. We just,
there's nothing like ending a show with what's
you
inside your butt.
Deep dive. there you have it. All right.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. So this is more of what is cautionary. We're just doing our job kind of things.
Okay.
All right. So just doing our J-O-B as I like
listening to
say.
Orders. Okay.
It's, yeah, orders from headquarters. This is, you know, just facts. So I'm going to ask you today to forgive the messengers. But here's the latest on the coronavirus.
Yeah.
If you are obese, that's their word, not mine. If you're obese, you're twice as likely to be in real trouble with the coronavirus if you catch it and go into hospital, talking ventilators, the worst of the worst. If you're obese.
Yeah, if it's like a pre-existing condition, that obesity would be.
Type 2 diabetes. So here's why. They say the coronavirus latches onto ACE2 receptors, which is, you know, if you have folks with type 2 diabetes, you know what that is. So they're linking obesity and COVID-19. So here's the thing.
Then we went on a deep dive.
Because we thought, classified obese.
Well, that's what you asked. So I went on the BMI calculator.
Oh,
and we were talking about like
started.
Obese. There's like normal weight, underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, and then stage 3 obesity or morbid obesity.
So you went on this scale to find out. And I'm going to tell you.
I went on a calculator. I don't go on
scales. You don't get on a scale. All right. So I'm 5'10", coming in at 235 through 237.
Yep.
Depending on what was for dinner.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, I'm probably 37.
Right.
All right, so let's tell me the scale.
The scale, what you according to your BMI?
Yeah, the BMI. So what are the, like?
Obese.
I'm obese. You're now, what are the other, you know, like weight-wise
underweight,
classifications?
Underweight.
Okay, what is underweight?
Underweight.
Take that 5'9" person.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to do, let's see. Underweight would be, well, give me a minute, but underweight is like your BMI is really low. It's actually not good to be underweight, too.
Okay, because so underweight. So there's underweight, then there's normal.
Then there's normal. It's very hard to be normal. So ask anybody.
Yep.
So if we order for you to be in the normal range, you'd have to be 5'10 and 170 pounds.
So I'd have to lose 50 pounds to be normal.
If you were going to be underweight, let me put you at 150.
That's not
going to
happen.
See.
Yeah.
No, you're still normal if you were 150. You got it, like, you don't.
It's
ridiculous. No,
it's
ridiculous.
All right.
So, but the thing is that BMI obviously has been a long, you know, forever. People have been like, this is wrong. It's it doesn't take into consideration a lot of other things.
Right. And yeah, your body frame.
I think you and I were agreeing on this, is that the obesity part. Like normal, overweight, obesity.
Yeah.
It's the word that's like just a killer.
It is a killer word. When your doctor says, you're obese. And they give you that chart, they go, well, you're obese.
And so we think that there should be different levels.
Well, but isn't there levels of obesity that they call?
Clinical, there's obese, clinically obese, and then morbidly obese.
Morbid.
And that's like stage 3.
Is morbidly obese the worst?
The worst. Okay. Yeah. When you put morbidly in front of something,
I was going to say, it can't get any worse.
It just pretty much that's it.
But nobody wants to be called obese.
No.
Because you think automatically more. So there's got to be some other terms.
There's got to be a kinder, gentler. Like, I think it should go like underweight, normal, chubby.
Chubby's good,
husky. And then you might want to think about some things. that would be my level. You might want to consider some stuff.
I've always considered myself. Husky, don't have dessert tonight.
Yes, that's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good level.
Mm.
Because and
you
I
can
think,
be like healthy, and then there's like you're trying your best.
Yeah, right. I understand the struggle.
God.
Yeah,
but when you see
struggle obese,
the glaring headline.
The thing is everyone's thinking about this because not only are people worried, obviously, about having a pre-existing condition with coronavirus, but we're all at home eating everything under the sun.
Right,
like putting on pants today was a struggle.
Did you say pudding?
I did.
I heard pudding.
Okay,
I heard pudding. Is it chocolate or butterscotch?
It's butterscotch.
Oh, man. So good. That's it's tough. So good. And you put chocolate and butterscotch
right,
together.
Just, that's
I don't know.
Anyway. So maybe one of the things should be normal, overweight, always thinking about food.
Right, right. But wait.
Okay.
But weight, literally, W-E-I-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to weigh to be considered obese? What is that number? Where does that start for 5'9"?
So for a 5'9" person, I think it's one ninety. I think
is obese.
Let me see.
Hold on. Screwed up.
It's a little bit tricky because my computer is a little slow. But yeah, the BMI for 5'10", and I'm going to put in 200 pounds. Calculate. Boom.
Okay.
You're overweight. And you're like, you're pretty close to obese.
At 200 pounds.
At 200 pounds at 5'10".
Overweight. All right, you're overweight. Obese starts just over two.
Like, if you were 205, you'd be obese.
Then you'd be going to straight obese.
Straight, do not pass go. Do not collect any potato chips.
Oh, God.
You're on your way.
Collect any potato chips. Here I was running all over town trying to collect potato chips last week. Great. Jeez,
that should have been a sign.
Right?
Oh, my God. Hi, good morning, ROR. Is this Tria?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
I am ultra morbidly obese. My BMI is 45.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I refer to myself as fluffy.
Yeah. We've heard
yes,
that.
Yes. That's nice.
Mm.
Yes. I'm in the cuddly level of that scale.
Cuddly and fluffy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like almost like normal overweight stuffed animal.
Boy,
because that's fluffy and cuddly.
I'm a huge life-size stuffed bear in the
life-size.
You must be fun to hug. That's what I would call fun to hug.
Fun to hug.
Fun to hug.
But you know what? It sounds better than morbidly obese.
It does.
Yeah, nobody wants to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Fun to hug is like that's what I'm going to say now. Like I'm fun to hug.
You know what?
Right.
Fun size.
I mean, the CPT code could be FH.
Yes, FH.
Yeah, we got an FH over here.
I think, doctor, what you're trying to say is I'm fun to hug.
I
got it. Okay. Well, good luck with that, Tria. See, I think you're right. Nobody wants to be morbidly obese.
Yeah, that's more fun to hug.
Could they pick a worse term than that?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
All right, Tria. What's for dinner? I know. Thank you, dear. Oh, see, I'm not all right. We're not
no,
all right.
I think it's fluffy, cuddly, fun to hug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might want to think about it, depending on where you're at.
No, don't pass the chips. Pass on the chips. How about that? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 729. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. So, yeah, we're just doing this story from, I guess it came from the UK, that they're seeing if you're obese. You just have to say it that way.
Ugh.
Obese. And you have a twice likely, likelihood of having more complications from the coronavirus.
Right.
If you catch it.
Yes.
You don't want to catch it.
Right.
But
so
if
stay
you...
indoors and eat.
No, that's not what we're going for.
That's not the takeaway?
This is a public service announcement, LBF.
We just don't like the obesity word. It's a terrible word.
It's a crappy word.
It is, and we need to change
this
it.
This is the
needs
kid.
Better marketing.
Yes. I know.
This needs better marketing. Well, listen, I'll admit it. Growing up, I was classified husky. You know how I knew?
You had to go to the husky section?
Yes. At
Sears told
Sears,
you.
Sears told me.
Sears was Sears was body shaming you in the 70s.
In the 70s.
Oh, that's
Bobby.
Sad.
Go over there. Make sure your thighs don't start a fire with our corduroys.
Oh, my God.
No, Bobby.
No.
You need to go to the husky section, Bobby.
No, it should have been the fun to hug section.
But, you know, nowadays it would be. You couldn't even have it anymore.
FTH.
FTH. All right. So, is this Johnny on the phone?
Johnny,
what's going on?
No, you want to talk about Chubb. You never got to me, and you caught my attention. I had to pull over for this one.
Okay.
All right. Listen, 5'9", 255. What am I?
All right, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
BMI.
You and I, we're neighbors.
All right, let's see. You're 5 what?
5'9", and 255.
Okay, compute. You're at 37.7, which means that... You're in the obesity, but that's a great. You're fun to hug. You're a fun to hug guy.
So that's not good.
Yeah, well, but you know, how do you carry it?
Well, here's the question.
I think I carry it well.
Here's the thing. Yep. What was your first name again?
John.
John.
They call me Johnny.
Yes, all right, sir. Johnny. Here's seriously, from what I read, the factor is type 2 diabetes. So if you're type 2, that is really the key indicator. If you're not, then you're probably otherwise healthy. Yeah. So are you type 2 diabetes?
No, I'm pretty good. I just had a physical. See? I'm good to go.
Good.
All right. Then you're all set. Keep eating.
Oh, my God.
Have a good day.
You can get seconds, Matt.
I can tell John.
That's why I only play a doctor on TV. Yeah. Oh,
call us back when you need an insulin pump. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I'll go have a couple donuts. Have a great day.
Johnny, this is not sound medical advice.
No. Nope.
I would love her as a nutrition expert.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah. No, this is...
Are you hungry? So am I. Yeah. You guys want to go get some takeout?
No. It'd be nice if you brought in some food.
Really?
Is a strawberry margarita count as fruit?
Yes.
So I think, you know, we had some fun with it, but we learned something today.
Yeah.
That is.
What's that?
Well,
we're all hungry.
You know, don't have the second donut. That's the thing today.
But life is short.
Could be shorter. Yeah. Could be shorter. Wow.
It's hard. It's hard to make those decisions.
Okay. So we all agree it's a crappy word. Obese, that is.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not even going to use it anymore.
Yep.
Nope. Okay.
You know who's fun to hug?
Who's that?
Kathy Bates.
Okay.
You know who's going to be hugging her soon?
Hmm?
I'll tell you at 7:45.
Oh. You got that going for you?
We're doing a lot more than hugging her, too.
Okay.
Oh, my.
This is going to be fun.
All right. She's fluffy. Wow. She's fluffy, right?
In okay, all Brian. The good ways.
Yes. Okay, it's 7:43, 42 degrees in Boston, up to 62 today. Let's get some laundry done with LBF.
Okay, well, we got what people are binge-watching these days during self-quarantine, a new list. Why Mariah Carey is doing a little bit of PR for herself after some bad news yesterday. But first, what was Kathy Bates' reaction when she found out she was going to have, quote, crazy exotic sex scenes with Macaulay Culkin in the upcoming American Horror Story?
Wow.
Oh, it's so romantic. Oh, this whole house is going to be filled with romance. I'm going to put on my Liberace records.
Oh, God. Oh,
yep. Yeah, in the upcoming American Horror Story, Ryan Murphy has hired Macaulay Culkin to play, I don't know what role, but it involves a relationship with Kathy Bates. And he told Macaulay, and he said, you know, I never let people read things. I just say, here's the pitch. And he said, I told him he's going to have crazy erotic sex with Kathy Bates and does other things. And he paused and says, this sounds like the role I was born to play. So he signed up right
crazy,
there.
Crazy erotic.
I like
Kathy
the May-December
Bates.
Romance
okay.
there. I do. Wow. I like, you know, Ryan Murphy, he's got this show called Hollywood on Netflix right now, and he's doing the same thing. It's this particular series is based on a true story, which was Scotty Bowers was a guy in 50s Hollywood who ran a service station, allegedly for gas.
Yeah.
But in fact, it serviced a lot of the movie stars and wives and stuff like that. And one of the relationships is Patti LuPone, who's, you know, a legend. And she plays like a studio boss's very lonely wife, and she goes to the gas station to
get service.
Some gas, yeah, with a young, handsome man. And I'm like, when I first saw the scene, she takes him to the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I turn to my husband, I'm like, this is a really good show.
Sure, Dave didn't mind. She didn't mind
that. It was fun. Yeah. Turning the tables. I love that. All right. Speaking of TV and what you're watching, I actually really like Hollywood on Netflix. I mean, it's not for everybody.
That's the name of the show.
The name of the show is called Hollywood, and it's basically a reimagination of Hollywood had they been brave and done the right things instead of squashed people's careers and made them stay in the closet.
It was the 50s, right? It was the 50s.
Yeah. So, but so far, so good and intriguing. A lot of nudity, so be careful.
Is that what you and Dave were watching when you said
it was at night?
Okay. And I'm not judging.
It wasn't like during the day, Outlander.
No way.
Right?
Oh, wow. Outlander. Outlander's history.
Yes. So is this.
Oh, boy.
You find out what's under the kilt.
Oh, yeah, I know. Many, 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 many times.
Yes, yes.
Totally inappropriate.
Funny, funny joke.
Yeah. I know. All right, so what people are watching, not fun stuff like us.
No.
Number 5, Westworld. Number 4, Game of Thrones. Number 3, Breaking Bad. Number 2, Tiger King. And number 1, Ozark. The governor of Massachusetts does not like Ozark. He says he tried to watch it, but he wanted to jump off the roof of his house.
People who like it love it.
So
right?
Good. But it's very intense. It's about money laundering.
Yeah, but you know, like Jason Bateman's character, the way he stays eerily cool through the entire series is like weird.
I can't do it because it's violent. I always bag out when it's violent.
Is it violent? Is every show violent? Like, Outlander?
Not every no, not like that.
Yeah,
only occasionally. But I think it like you're surprised by it. You're like, no, I don't want to do that. All right, Mariah Carey. She sort of was slammed on TikTok the other day by a person who worked at Disneyland and said she was the world's worst person when it came to VIP tours.
And we talked about that yesterday.
And we talked about it yesterday. Well, just the very next day. She's accepted the All-In Challenge. You know, that's featuring celebrities offering their fans a chance to spend time with them, experiences.
Yeah.
Her prize, you and a guest will be flown to one of her shows. First of all, when is that going to happen? And be treated to VIP seats and backstage passes. You also stay at a 5-star hotel and receive merchandise packages. After the show, you'll have a festive dinner with Mariah and her friends. Wow. You never know what kind of shenanigans we're going to get up to, she said.
Yeah.
What's
sure.
second prize? Two dinners with her?
Oh, I think second prize is you meet her, but that's, you know.
She's just unpleasant, you know, seeming.
Yeah.
I hate to do that, but she's very, I mean, even in her interviews, I find her unpleasant.
Yeah, she's just, she's lost soul. She really is. She's just like in this dream world where everybody's darling. You know.
Yes.
Hello, darling. Like, who are you?
Who would you like to have dinner with?
That's a good question.
I know exactly who I would have dinner with right now.
Yeah.
Pamela Adlon. She is the star of Better Things on FX. And she was also in Grease too. Mm-hmm. But she's so smart. She's so funny. And she's not popular enough. And I would like to have dinner with her.
I think you just helped her. There you go. Have her do an all-in challenge.
Yeah, she should.
You'd be the only bidder, apparently.
Hey, that's not true. Well, she's very popular. You got to watch Better Things. You'd like it.
Okay, darling.
That's all I got for you.
That's it.
Well,
if you're going to have dinner with Mariah Carey and she orders the cheese, it better not be 1-inch squares.
She likes them smaller, right? Bob knows. He's on the business end of that complaint.
I sure was. I want smaller cheese, darling. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for up to 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Judy, you are a teacher at Quinn Sigamon Community College. What do you teach?
I teach psychology.
Oh,
great. Wow. What's wrong with Bob?
Wait. All right, go ahead, Judy. Psychoanalyze me. Go ahead.
That's not all that psychology is.
Oh.
Oh, so I'm normal.
But we don't have a lot of time, so just tell me what's wrong with
me. Well, we'll see. LBS can ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You get $1,000 to spend, of course, any way you want. And if you're not sure about a question, you say pass. If there's time on the clock, and here it is.
What is 4 times 4?
16.
What does a pedometer count?
Yes.
How many days are there in a leap year?
366.
Where does SpongeBob SquarePants work?
Pass.
Which famous painting was stolen from an Oslo museum in 1994?
Pass.
What word is used in Hawaii as both a greeting and a farewell?
Aloha.
A person described as a towhead has what color hair?
Blonde.
What candy company makes Goobers and Raisinets?
Pass.
What does the Beaufort scale measure?
Pass.
What was the name of the detective agency in the show Moonlighting?
Moonlight Detective Agency.
Where does SpongeBob SquarePants work?
Bikini Bottom.
Which famous painting was stolen from an Oslo museum in 1994?
He lives in Bikini Bottom, I think. Yeah. Close on that one.
Ooh, it just makes you want to scream.
Yeah,
it does make you want to scream.
Now you know what it is.
Bummer.
Judy, listen, you got five right, so here's what you missed.
Okay, SpongeBob SquarePants works at the Krusty Krab, but he lives in Bikini Bottom. Those are very interesting. I've never watched that
show. I should have known that.
You were close. Which famous painting was stolen? He actually would be working in the Bikini Bottom because he'd be working from home right now. But, like everyone else. So, half points. Which famous painting was stolen from an Oslo museum in 1994? The Scream. It was actually stolen again in 2004, fun fact, but now they got it back. Mm-hmm. What candy company makes Goobers and Raisinets? Nestle.
Draw, see.
The Beaufort scale?
Beaufort scale.
Measures wind.
Yeah.
And the name of the detective agency in the show Moonlighting was the Blue Moon Detective Agency.
Yeah. Oh.
But that was a hard one.
She all came back. Pretty close to saying that, though. Mm. I think you call it the Moonlight Detective
Agency. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah,
pretty
so
half a point.
A good
half
educated
a
guess.
Yeah. Yes.
Judy, what does it mean that we've been, because if you use a little psychology, what does it mean that LBF has an obsession with this song here? What is
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens.
What does that mean, Judy?
SpongeBob would call that an earworm.
Right?
So she's not obsessed. It's just an earworm.
No, it's just an earworm. It has nothing to do with my psychology.
Are you sure?
Okay. I don't know if that's where the worm is.
All right, Judy. You did okay. You got five right, and you were close on some other ones there. But listen, we always give you a prize for playing a $50 Big Night Entertainment Group card. A gift card, so when things get better, you go to Big Night Live in the city. Sound fun?
Great.
Who you got with you? Who you going to take?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Judy is available.
Again, I ask, what is wrong with Bob?
No. Well, I'm just trying to help Judy out.
Yeah, well, maybe one of our students can do a dissertation.
Well, I do have a husband. I just haven't decided whether I'm going to bring him or not.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a couch trip.
Yeah, let's lay down now, Judy. Well, interesting. All right. Judy, thanks for playing.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you take care. We'll get that card out to you as soon as they open up. Yeah, Big Night Entertainment Group's $250,000 blood drive with the Red Cross. Donate blood, receive a $100 Big Night gift card. Details available at bignight.com/give. And if you want to sign up like Judy did, no regrets there, I'm sure. Right,
no,
Judy?
None.
That's right.
All
none.
Right, go to WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, it's 8:27. LBF, what's cool? What do you got?
I got milk.
You got milk?
I got milk for you today.
You got milk. Okay,
yep.
Good.
I'll tell you where to pick up 2 gallons of milk.
All right.
For free today.
That's good. Brian.
I got beer.
You got beer?
I got where you can get a cool beer that's actually going to help support the frontline community.
How about that?
That's good.
All right, I'm going to tell you about this girl from California who is so super smart, would kick our butt with super smart. And
really?
She's only 14.
Oh, she has all her brain cells.
She's, oh, yeah, wait.
Just all you wait her brain until cells. Life gets in the way, little girl.
She's going to the college of her choice, and she's 14.
Wait, oh, wow, this. Okay.
Yeah, how about that? Okay.
All right, I got milk. They're giving away free milk today right across the street on Morrissey Boulevard at Boston College High School.
Oh.
Because the Dairy Farmers of America, the Massachusetts location, has decided to take 8,600 gallons of milk for a milk drive. And so it's today from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock or until supplies last.
Yeah.
You can queue up in your car, or you can do it on foot, just 6 feet apart, masks. The National Guard will actually be there to help.
Look at that. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Here, have a gallon
and,
of milk or two.
Yeah, two. It's a two is the maximum.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a cooperative owned by family farmers, and they just decided to get together knowing that millions of Americans are struggling right now to make ends meet, and why not give them 2 gallons of milk?
So it's at Boston College High School today. That's
today.
The only location?
Yep.
Today.
Today.
What time?
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Yep.
Okay,
or
good.
Until supplies run out.
Or until supplies run out. Mm-hmm. Good.
You're going to have to go look out the window, see how crappy it is on Morrissey.
Any chocolate milk?
Bring your own
No
chocolate.
Brown cows.
No brown cows. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, well, Harpoon Brewery, you know, they're right around the corner from us here. They're over in the Seaport, and they will be releasing mid to late May a beer called For the Frontline. It's a really cool designed can, and this is going to help support a portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Boston Resiliency Fund, Off Their Plate, and the Vermont Community Foundation's Vermont COVID Response Fund. So what they're doing is actually it's a re-release of the original Harpoon Ale in this cool packaging that's for the front line. You can order it in 4-packs. So this is kind of a throwback to their original 86 recipe.
Jeez.
Wow, okay.
Kind of neat. Yeah. And you can get it right on their website. You can find out where to find it, harpoonbrewery.com. You can also further support healthcare workers. They launched a program where you can buy healthcare workers a beer by getting a gift certificate now, and then it goes off to the healthcare
workers.
That's
pretty good.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
Those people. Man, oh, man. I saw a nurse the other day said she hasn't had a day off in 21 days.
Oh, they're right? Absolutely,
man, those guys.
Working constantly.
It was the flyover was awesome yesterday. Did you see that? Anybody?
I stood in the driveway, and we heard it. I had the kids out. Like, okay, here we go. Here it comes. And it went by over to the distance.
Oh,
we heard it
you
go
heard
by.
It, man. So that was close. Pretty awesome. Okay. This girl in California, she's 14 years old. She graduated from high school at the age of 13. She's
Now
been accepted into the music. No kidding. She's been accepted into the music programs at 8 California universities. Tierra Abraham, she's 14 now. She's currently a full-time student already at American River College. She's now trying to choose between UCLA, the University of Pacific, University of California, Davis, Sacramento State University, San Francisco State University, San Jose University, the University of California, Berkeley, and the California State University, East Bay, at only 14 years old.
She didn't get into Harvard?
And she doesn't want to.
Not like she's a West Coaster.
Yep.
Stanford?
She became a member of the High IQ Society, Mensa, at the age of, go ahead, how old do you think she was when she was accepted into Mensa? All right.
I don't know. 12.
8.
4.
Come on.
That's
4 years old.
Come on.
She took her first college class at 7.
Well, as I like to say, smart isn't everything.
Yeah. And her ambition.
Looks are very important.
It looks very important.
God. Oh my God.
Way to go. Way to go. Yeah, but how does she look?
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Awful.
Yeah.
Let's get Judy the
psychologist. Said that out loud.
Sure
on the phone. Her ambition is to be, you're going to love this, an opera performer.
So you know what? That's the stupidest thing.
Yeah, right.
How smart is she really?
Yeah, really.
A brainiac, and she wants to do opera. Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, she wants to study music to be an opera performer. Okay. That kid's good. She can do anything she wants. Right?
I guess.
Do that for a while and
Again.
Move on.
Yeah, that's what we like to tell our kids.
Yeah, right.
You can do whatever you want.
And then they figure it out real quick that they can't.
They do. Shh. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Wait a minute. Are there any women named Rio? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think for Spanish, wouldn't it be Rhea?
I don't know. I only speak English and profane. So.
Right. Very good at the profane.
Yeah, I know.
Her name is Rio. Were you a Duran Duran fan as a kid? Did you have posters?
No, I was more of a Michael Jackson girl growing up. I know. Yeah, but I have a lot of friends who were Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Everyone loved John Taylor and Simon Le Bon, and they had the posters, and I was like, yeah, no.
No. No, no, I want Michael. I like Michael.
I like that white suit.
Who picked correctly now, huh?
I know, really. Sorry. Can't change the past.
Sorry,
that,
Rio.
That poster didn't age well. No.
Look at those white socks.
Oh, yeah.
And a white glove. Earlier, you mentioned Kathy Bates is going to be in this wacky movie.
No, she's going to be in American Horror Story. She's been in it before, but she's sort of a regular, but Macaulay Culkin is going to be in it. And the thing is that Macaulay Culkin is going to be in some wild, erotic sex scenes with Kathy Bates.
Wow.
Yeah.
And remember, Kathy was in Misery.
Yep.
Right? Here she is.
Oh, it's so romantic. Oh, this whole house is going to be filled with romance. I'm going to put on my Liberace records.
Yeah. That's Macaulay Culkin there.
That's a clip.
Reaction
from the new season.
Clip from the new season.
Wow. That's so funny.
That's some messed up stuff. Yeah.
I think I'd have the same reaction if you were going to put on your Liberace records.
You know, Liberace, his sweeping choruses, they can do things to the soul.
Sweeping what?
Choruses.
Oh, okay. Just making sure I heard you right.
Yeah. All right.
No, I didn't.
That's it.
You know, my favorite Kathy Bates movies. I'm going Waterboy. That Bobby Boucher, the foosball.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah,
that's a good
one.
That's good. What's yours?
Dolores Claiborne.
You like it better than Misery?
Yeah.
Really?
Husbands
I've never seen
die every day, Dolores.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's Stephen King?
It's a Stephen King book that's made into an excellent movie.
It's good?
Yeah. Christopher Plummer's in it. Jennifer Jason Leigh. Is a really bad Maine accent.
Oh, yeah. I hate
Where's
a bad
my
Maine.
China pig? Is a line.
What? So is it on Netflix?
It's Dolores, on streaming services everywhere.
Dolores Claiborne.
Yeah, you've got to watch it. It's
I'll
very
it.
Good.
Yeah, I
the
like it.
The book's really good, too.
Yeah.
But who can read at this point?
Well, see, most Stephen King's novels are so long, they're hard to translate, but that's probably a quickie.
No, this one's a quickie.
That's good. I like that. Stop
right,
right.
Yeah, no, right no, there. No, 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 no. Lay it down.
No, goddamn, yeah. Right there.
Okay. Walking away. Walking away.
Okay, Rio. See you later.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR
or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR 80s and more. Elton John there, Tiny Dancer. Coming up on 10 o'clock today, another chance to win $500. 80s Artist of the Day is Bon Jovi. So remember, every even hour through 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, there's some good news. And you're going to be very excited, Bob.
Okay.
Because it involves deep fried fish.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it.
I know. Fisherman's platters and things like
well,
that.
Well, because you can't take that delivered or it just
you can't,
doesn't.
Yeah, it needs to. It you need to go get it.
You need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put some tartar sauce on it and maybe some cocktail sauce.
Maybe. Yeah, that's my favorite.
There you go.
Well, Tony's Clam Shop is open today, you know, right in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're going to, they have a whole new renovated place, but they're not going to obviously open that. They wanted to show it off, but they can't. So they are going to just do curbside pickup.
Mm.
You can go to tonysclamshop.com, and then you can call the number there and order. And a staff member will be in the parking lot to deliver the order. And that kicks off a little bit of like good news, summary, maybe things, a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah, and today's their first day back. That's pretty cool. You know what, Bob? That's a good spot. It's I looked it up for you. It's 4 miles from our studios.
Okay.
And it's right on Quincy Shore Drive. Mm-hmm. So you call ahead, get your order, and then you park.
Right.
You have a nice view, sit in the car, and eat your fisherman's platter.
Man.
And your wife's none the wiser.
Well, she smells
11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah. You don't think she'll smell it in the car today, Brian?
I don't know.
If you eat it fast enough,
drive home with the windows down.
Right, exactly.
No,
come on. You're not an amateur. You know what to do.
Hey. Well, I picked something up for your mother.
Really.
Maybe that's what you smell. I don't know. But I wouldn't bother her.
The seagull must have dropped it in the roof.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But you know what? No fries.
No
fried
no
July.
Fries.
Nope,
no
I won't do it. So there's a small victory.
Deep fry everything else.
Yes. All right. So, hey, that's a nice tip, Brian. Thank you. Tony's Clam Shop. We're going to start actually putting the spotlight on local restaurants next few days.
Yeah, so just that's a reminder nice start. If they're open. And
yeah, get the word out. These guys, we need to keep them, get them going. So stay tuned for that next couple days. We'll start a little feature where we'll actually put the spotlight on a restaurant every day.
We're cool.
Get the economy going one fisherman platter
yes,
at a time.
That's the goal. All right. It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.